This is That Story Show. We'll be right back.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey, podcast people. I'm your host. My name is James Kirsten.
And I'm John Steinklauber.
Welcome to That Story Show, where we share your hilarious real life stories. I am glad to be here, man. I am hopped up on caffeine.
Oh, really? I listened to a little bit of last week's episode just to see how my chops are. And I sounded like I was taking a nap.
Really?
I was like,
well,
that's what it felt like the whole time. So I'm sorry.
Well, I
need some caffeine.
I shouldn't have podcast during your nap.
I don't take a nap on Sundays.
I just never wake up. I sleep all day, all night.
That's right.
Because we're old.
I'm always awake and asleep at the same time. It's the paradox of being 50, I guess.
Well, I felt like the show did good, especially for being down for 5 months or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The response was great. The downloads were there. People were waiting. I got lots of nice emails this week and comments and stuff. You guys are the best.
They seriously are.
I actually got to meet one of our listeners this week.
Yes. Long time listener.
Yeah. Fiddler Rockstar. That's how you guys know him. His name's Boaz. And, he was a seventh grader when he started listening to our show. So when he reached out and said, I'm in St. Louis now, I'd like to meet you. I said, that would be great. Are you 18 years or older? And he says, I'm 19. Thanks for asking. And I'm like, okay, good. Cause you know,
wow.
I never know, you know, we have a broad audience. So anyway, we met up for coffee downtown and he goes to college here in town. He's from New York. He's so smart and intelligent. And I don't know what he's doing listening to our show. It's gotta be making him dumber. But no, it was so cool. It was so cool meeting him. And
yeah,
he loves the show and always has and still listening. And it was just neat.
I saw the picture that you posted on Facebook and he looks like I think it's Ray Fiennes. Who that is?
No.
I'm going to say he's the actor that played Voldemort, but he doesn't look like Voldemort. Okay.
Wow.
Just for the record, he's played in a bunch of stuff, but he's got that. I don't know. He just has that look to him. Handsome fellow.
Yeah.
Could be an actor.
Let's workshop that a little bit.
Okay.
So John, let's say he's at church somewhere and, hey, did you meet the new guy? Yeah, he's a handsome fella. You know, do you have anything you want to say about him? Well, he looks like Voldemort.
No, see, that's what I was trying to steer clear of. He looks like the actor that played Voldemort.
Well, you might lead with that.
I thought I did.
You said, I don't want to say he looks like Voldemort.
Yeah.
That's what you led with, is I don't want to say that. Like,
yeah,
like
he's
okay,
got
there's a
nose.
New lady at work. And well, describe her to me. Well, I don't want to say she's gargantuan.
Okay. I see.
She looks like an actress that played a very fat lady in this movie.
Come on, man. Okay. All right. Edit that back so that I don't sound like an idiot.
Yeah. Boaz looks like Voldemort, and Voldemort ain't got no nose. So you look like a snake guy. Boaz.
No.
That's what John's trying to say.
I'm not trying to say that. Just trying to say that he looks like an actor.
That plays a snake guy.
I mean, he's played many things, but I'm having a hard... Well, okay. So he was in The Kingsman.
Who did he play in The Kingsman?
I think it was the latest Kingsman, or like where it's kind of like a...
Oh, a prequel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like they go back to the beginning.
All and those like movies run together for me. Like they're all the same movie, but yeah.
Sort of like the James Bond movies.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for the Daniel Craig ones. Those were original. I mean, they all run together, but they're different than all the rest of them.
They're one big long story, his timeline or whatever you want to call it.
So just to follow up on meeting Boaz, it was awesome. And if you ever want to meet up, I'm sure John would say the same thing. If you're in the St. Louis or Atlanta areas, holler at us, man. We are approachable. And as long as you don't want to kill us or something.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to live.
Yeah. We don't want to be killed, but, we would love to meet up with you if you're ever in the area. See, I live near, a lot of main highways and thoroughfares and people come here for conferences and vacations. And one couple was doing the, 69 highway. No,
Route 66,
Route 66, not.
Yeah. What is that highway?
It's not a good highway. It's not an appropriate highway.
It's the 6-7 highway upgrade. I'm stupid.
So yeah, they'll do they were doing Route 66, and
that's cool.
Yeah,
that goes through St. Louis.
Yes, it does.
I did not know that. I thought it went further south of you.
No, it's straight through. Part of our highways are still tied into that. So
man,
and so some of the businesses that were open then are still open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Well, in contrast to that, I live on the south side of Atlanta, further south than the city. So like I have like one road that is a main road. So if you're going like north from Alabama, you would go through my town. So it's a little bit more difficult, but I'm still willing to.
Speaking of side of the road stuff, you've heard of Buc-ee's, right? This giant freaking gas station
out of Texas.
It's like Disney World, but it's a gas station. And for some reason, I don't get it. I've been to one. The only thing that impressed me about it was the toilet.
Yeah. They're usually,
I felt like clean. I was in a upscale changing room. Like it was closed off. It had its own ventilation.
It had its own little light. You could tell if it was occupied or not.
Yes.
There's a light over the door.
It's amazing. But the rest of it, if you haven't been to one, you know, it's literally like a Walmart. No, like a high-end Walmart mixed with a gas station. There's products and food and drinks and, you know, everything that would be at a gas station is just, it's infinitely huge. Well,
it's bigger.
Have you ever heard of Wally's?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, oh, wait, you said Wally's.
Wally's.
Okay, I thought you said Wawa's.
No.
Because that's what I was thinking.
No, here in St. Louis, we don't have a Buc-ee's. Okay, you remember Transformers back in the 80s?
Yes.
Very cool robots. Then you remember GoBots?
Yes.
Which were like Transformers, but not cool?
Right.
Okay, and then there's Legos, right? Legos, right. We love them. Then there's Mega Bloks. That aren't Lego. They're like different. The generic Lego. Yeah. Well, we don't have a Buc-ee's. We've got a Wally's. And I went to it last night because my father-in-law's in town. And I'm like, he asked me if we had a Buc-ee's here. I'm like, no, we have a Wally's. And I have a feeling it's a knockoff. And sure enough, you go there and it's like a tenth of the size of a Buc-ee's. And everything is Wally's. Wally's like this bear.
Okay.
And I got to say, between the logos, Wally's has a better logo and a better mascot, and they have tons of merch and stuff, but you're like, why would I wear that? I won't even wear a Buc-ee's merch, you know?
Right.
If you want to pay me to wear one, I'll advertise for you, but I'm not going to advertise for free. But no, we went through there, and it's stinking hilarious. My father-in-law is an interesting man. He is very old. He's very much a boomer. And I love him to death because he's fun to pick on. I used to be scared to death of him, but now he's fun to pick on. But he's an odd duck. There was a Winnebago parked in the showroom of this place.
Of Wally's?
Of Wally's, yeah.
A Winnebago in Wally's.
Yeah, just parked in there. Like, it's still huge, but it was not the size of a Bucky's, you know, it was huge. Okay. But so anyway, he loves vehicles. So he, and he's like almost 80, I guess, but he was wondering if this was a real Winnebago or not. And so he got down to look under it. And apparently somebody saw him on his hands and knees underneath this thing in the middle of God and everybody. And he's like, "Sir, are you okay?"
He should have rolled over and laid on his back and said, "I need help. This thing ran over me." Just, or something.
He just, you know, he scared somebody to death. Because he's this old man down on his hands and knees. And usually when you see an old guy on his hands and knees, it's like he's having a heart attack or something. And he probably can't get back up himself. So I don't know what he was doing. When I first heard the story, I thought he was out in the daggum parking lot. And I'm like, yeah, that's a great way to get yourself run over. What are you doing down there? Taking the catalytic converter, you know? I don't know, but all grandpa could say though was, there's no motor.
Oh
yeah. So
that's all he could say.
He verified for us that it was just a roll in, shell. So
Wally's Winnebago was
wanting, left wanting.
Wanting.
Got
yeah.
that W in
Wally's
there.
Winnebago was wanting.
For the trifecta. Yeah.
There's a quadrifecta.
So if you know anything about Wally's, let me know what their deal is. But it's obvious to me somebody just totally ripped off Bucky's and said, "We can do that." It's you've seen the meme, you know, "I want to go to Bucky's. We've got Bucky's at home." And then you go to Wally's. that's Wally's.
It's like the Temu Wally's.
Yeah.
I mean Bucky's. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. However,
Temu Bucky's.
Wally's, if you want to support the show, and we will change our tune, dude.
We will say that Bucky's is the Temu Wally's.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
We'll just say Bucky's is for the upscale hoodie highfalutin redneck.
Yeah, they're for the Instagrammers. Hipsters.
If you want a real American experience, you know.
Go to Wally's.
I need to look it up, because for all I know, it is the Chinese knockoff.
They're the same company. they just rebranded it for the Midwest.
We'll make our own worst enemy in our own company.
It's like Pepsi and Coke are owned by the same guy. And that's the rivalry up.
That would make so much sense.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like when Microsoft bailed out Mac back in the 80s. Do you remember that crap? Mac was about to go under, and Microsoft's like, "That's not good for us." So they gave them a bunch of money.
I don't remember like
they did. That. They did.
That's awesome. I should look into that and see the story, because that's probably a really good story.
Yeah, they were not doing great.
I remember they were like taking some gasping for air.
Yeah.
No, Microsoft, but that was when they fired Steve Jobs, right?
I don't remember. I just know that they were into the education. So there was lots of Macs in elementary schools.
In all the schools.
But they weren't really going much farther than that. And the Woz, I think that was his thing, is he wanted Macs to be educational and stuff. I don't know. You look it up, I guarantee you're going to find out that they did a favor for them, but it was in their own best interest, because they're like, "We can't have the major, company, we'll get split up. We'll have a monopoly."
We'll be a monopoly. Yeah. Bill's a nice guy. Old Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Unless Apple wants to sponsor us, in which case he sucks and we hate him.
Yeah. Tim Cook, just give us a call.
Yeah.
We'll take I'm already using your products. All of them.
I'm not. I'm an Android guy, but I can be bought.
Yeah. You'll start wearing an Apple shirt.
Absolutely.
You can start being pretentious.
I'll take one of those stickers out of the product and apply it to my vehicle. You know,
there you go.
I'll start putting made with a Mac in the show notes. You know,
it's partially true already.
It's funny. Me and my friend Jamie, when I worked for a hat design company, we designed hats all day. It was so much fun, such a thrill, but we had to work on Macs, and I adjusted pretty quickly because the software works the same. It's Photoshop, yeah. right? You know, it's Android right. or Illustrator. The only difference is there's a command key instead of a control key, and it's in a different location. So your shortcuts right. are basically the same, but they're not exactly.
And just different enough.
Just different enough to throw you off. But me and Jamie were both PC guys. We're gamers, you know, we're PC guys. And so we're having to adjust. And dadgummit, I mean, constantly we were having issues with those Macs, getting that spinning yeah. thing. And we had a little saying we'd say, we wouldn't even say, oh, it crashed or I had to reboot. We would say, you know what I like about Macs? And the other guy would say, they just work.
So that's what everybody says.
Yeah, exactly. And what I realized having used both, they both have their unique issues. They yeah. both do the same work. I do like the way Macs handle screenshots and stuff, man. That is slick. Oh, yeah. And Mac or Windows 11 has incorporated a lot of that. And and it's better for it. Because it is nice the way you could take screenshots and drag them into emails and so I used it constantly, and now I can do it on a PC, and I like the search feature is really search. Nice, yeah, because you don't yeah. have to research every time. It indexes everything and it's instant search. It's so great. But anyway, that's not really what the show's about.
Yeah. We're breaking into Brokia.
I know, right? We do an opening story every week, and this one's from Joe from Severn, Maryland. This story happened back in 2004 when I was moving to St. Louis to start grad school at Wash U. Hey, that's where Boaz is going. So it's this amazing Stalkers. College. Yeah, go find Boaz. I'm originally from Springfield, Missouri. It's a city in Missouri. I had a friend with an SUV help me take up a load of stuff, and he says, hey, do you want to stop at Gates on the way home? And I said, isn't that in Kansas City? And being from Springfield, he says, yeah, it's not that far away. And this was long before smartphones existed. So I tried to show him where he was wrong using the road atlas, but he would not be dissuaded. So we drove for 3 hours. To be fair, the barbecue was delicious, but that still left us 3 hours back. I remind him of this story to this day, and he grumbles about it. Hope this makes it on the show, Joe. Yep. Now, let me tell you, Joe, I've made that trip very many times because I'm in St. Louis and we lived in Kansas City for a while. It is a 3.5 hour trip if you go straight through, not 3 hours, 3.5. And honestly, it's more like 4 because you're going to hit traffic getting out of St. Louis and going into Kansas City. And so you made an 8 hour loop for some beef on bun.
Mm.
That's what they call it.
Beef Gates. On bun.
Beef on
Gates.
Bun. Yeah. And if you want it on bread, you don't say beef on bread. You say beef on bun on bread. So that way they know to take a beef on bun and put bread on it instead of a bun.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a way to order at Gates. And if you don't order right, you will get yelled at. So don't go to Gates.
Really?
Okay. Unless you know how to,
know
order.
How to order.
Take somebody
gotcha.
With you that's local and you will. Oh. So, yeah.
Just, I don't know anybody there.
Or just let yourself get yelled at. And that's fine. But it is
Kansas
worth
City.
It. It is so worth it. Their brisket, oh my gosh, it's so tender. If I had a complaint about St. Louis brisket is it's a little dry and they cut it too thick. And in St. Louis, they slice it out like as thick as bacon. And it is amazing.
I'm getting hungry.
I know. I hadn't had dinner.
Uh-oh.
But no, he was thinking from Springfield. And from Springfield, it's only a couple hours. But St. Louis is literally one end of the state all the way to the other. And it is the most boring drive. Oh my gosh. We have really two cities in Missouri, and they are St. Louis and Kansas City. And the road between them is just nothing.
It's nothing.
There is nothing.
Yeah, I think when I drove my son's stuff back from Wyoming, I went from Kansas City to St.
Louis. The most boring 4 hours you will ever spend. And I don't mean to diss anybody that lives on that highway. Just kidding. There's no one that lives across that highway.
It can't be worse than what's that? Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's 80. Interstate 80 that goes, it's just rows of corn, like almost the whole state.
Yeah.
Unless the corn's not growing, then it's,
you know, and then people talk about overpopulation, but you drive 30 minutes outside of any city and you're just like, there is plenty of room here.
Yeah.
For people.
Nobody wants to move out there.
There's a lot of room for a lot of people. There's a ton of room. I ain't worried about it.
You have to get your internet from a satellite, but it's nice.
Yeah. You got to dig a hole in the backyard and use it to poop in, but it's
okay. True too.
It's all right.
You got to drill 200 miles to get some water.
Let's rewind the week.
Hey, James and John.
Nope. I don't know what the buttons are anymore. We haven't podcasted forever. Nope. That's not it either. What the heck? Nope. Hold on. One more time. There it is. I guess I'm on the wrong page. We're rewinding the week where we share something from the last week or so. I already mentioned Boaz, and Boaz is worth repeating. He's a great young man. We raised him right. That's all I'm going to say.
You know,
we've been raising him since he was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. He made it through middle school.
Yeah.
We were right there by his side.
I've been able to meet up with quite a few people over the last 20 years, and he was easily one of the most impressive, and I don't mean to diss anybody I've met. I'm just, he's just so accomplished. I could tell he was smart. Well, obviously, you know, he plays the fiddle and, you know, he's very talented. Even when he was in middle school, you could tell he was smart because he would write properly, you know?
Yeah. Like,
he was very fluid and fluent in his own language, which is very rare for a middle schooler. And, I asked him about college and he's like, well, I'm doing a double major in something I couldn't pronounce and then something else I couldn't pronounce. And I'm like, wow. And then he's like, and I'm going to minor in jazz. And I'm like, well, you should, what? You should, you know,
just to keep it relatable to the rest of us.
Just so I know something you're talking about. You know, I know what jazz is. I've never heard it, but I know about it. And I know it's for smart people that like music that I hate, you know? So I've never heard jazz that I've liked.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Give me an example. Tell me what I'm missing.
So like jazz has a pretty broad spectrum, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then there's just this like this light jazz that kind of, you know, feels a little bit like elevator music maybe.
Is that what Ron Swanson played on Parks and Rec? Was he a jazz guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's right.
What about, you know, Yanni? Was he a saxophone player?
No, Yanni was a new age kind of composer.
Kenny Loggins
wrote the Danger Zone song Footloose.
Who played the saxophone in the 90s?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Who played sax? Oh, you're talking about Kenny G.
Yes.
Yeah, Kenny G was kind of along those jazz lines.
Didn't
I
say Kenny Loggins though? I was
you
close.
You said Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I wasn't insane. I just was not right. Kenny G.
Yeah, then you've got some of that other kind of jazz. It's kind of like, it's real funky kind of jazz. And then
You love jazz,
there's all sorts of it.
I don't want to disrespect you, but I don't respect you as a person.
What? He's joking, everybody. He's joking.
No, if you're listening to jazz, I want you to quit listening to the show. You've got to pick a side right now. Give up your jazz
show,
or you have to give up this show.
Some kid's going to be turning in his iPod.
Boaz is out. You know, I don't want to.
Like, I
don't want to alienate Boaz, so I changed my mind. If you listen to jazz and your name is Boaz, which kind of rhymes with jazz, now that I think about it. Yeah. So my father-in-law, he only comes and visits us when he's traveling somewhere else. That's why I say we're kind of a, a place people come through quite a bit.
Yeah, you're a bed and breakfast, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, bed and breakfast.
You're an Airbnb for family.
I'm an Arbor.
Rabbit Avenue. So we go to Wally's.
He stops on his way to somewhere and then comes back. So my children thinks he loves us, and we just don't tell him that, you know, we're just an Airbnb. But no, he went to a town in Idaho. I don't know how they say it, the locals, but he called Ames. And I was
Idaho?
Like, yeah, I think so.
Indiana? Idaho's like way up there.
Indiana.
Indiana's.
I don't know our bordering states, except.
Oh, Iowa.
Is it? So anyway, he went out there to Ames, and I was thinking about it, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever said, but I was like, Ames is almost the perfect name for a city. They're just missing a J. So. And then I was like, dang, I'm glad it was just my wife and father-in-law here. Cause that's the dumbest dad joke. It wasn't even a joke. It was just like, I would have been booed off any stage in America.
I don't know. I'm laughing.
Well, good. It's just the way my brain works. And sometimes I say what I'm thinking out loud. So.
At least you didn't get in trouble for it.
Okay. Speaking of things I think of this morning at church, the pastor's talking about lying. Right. And he talks about how we aren't supposed to pledge, you know what I'm saying? Like let our yes be yes and our no's be no's, but don't make a pledge, like, you know, on your head or on. And so he's trying to explain what the Bible means by that. And he's like, we say things like, you know, that I promise on my mother's grave or a stack of Bibles or whatever, you know, we shouldn't have to say that but we do, because people have misled us in the past and we tend to want to mislead others. And so we feel like we have to qualify what we're going to say. And he's talking about all these little sayings, and dude, out of nowhere, I remembered a little poem we used to say when we were kids. And maybe this is the first time you've heard it, but you work around kids, so I don't know. But it's cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I've said that, yeah. But getting older and thinking about it, it's like, why would I say that?
That's the most depraved thing. And we were like second graders running around like, you know,
cross my heart, hope to die.
Circle, circle, dot, dot. Now you got your cootie shot.
Yeah. That was the thing we do right afterwards, right?
Oh my gosh. And the worst one of all, it's so racist. Me Chinese, me play joke, me put pee pee in your Coke. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Gosh, we just didn't know. We didn't sit crisscross applesauce, did we, John?
No. Nope. It was.
Go ahead.
It was Indian style.
That's right. That's right.
But I don't know what made it Indian.
And John,
style.
What was it if you gave somebody something and then took it back? What kind of giver were you, John?
You were an Indian giver.
So terrible.
You're making me say these things.
It was just the most common thing. And we've changed. Unlike our boomer forefathers who say they're too old to change and then are ignorant. So, you know, too ignorant to know better. We have changed so much.
Yeah. Did you play cowboys and Indians growing up? Or
absolutely
cops and robbers?
Did. Absolutely yeah. did.
Like, and who are the good guys?
The cowboys. But on another note, I was talking to my wife, and whenever I would see Civil War reenactments or any movies, I always sided with the North, even though I was from Georgia, because they were the good guys and they were the ones that won. And lo and behold, when I got older and realized I was on the wrong team, I was like, holy crap.
Can't help where you're born.
No, but.
Anyway. Did you say this one, since we're talking about old sayings? Like James and Jennifer sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Bobby with a baby carriage.
Yep.
And I didn't know. I never knew what that meant. Like,
at least
I had
got the order right,
because they went
it?
From kissing to love to marriage and then the baby. I didn't know about babies,
right? Obviously. And why were they in a tree,
right?
And right. I don't know why what the deal was with the tree,
no,
or the Rockabye Baby.
Okay,
song?
So you know the song, My Baby is a Centerfold. My blood comes cold. Yeah, my angel. Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, that was a famous tune. Even though we didn't know the song, we would sing it. Na 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 na.
Right.
Na 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 na. Nah. We made up words for it. There were words made up. I didn't do it, but it was Batman and Superman swinging on a garbage can. Batman and Superman swinging on a rubber band. Along came Superman and threw him in the garbage can. That was,
I didn't know that.
And we would just sing that over and over and over. So glad we grew out of that kind of stuff, because they would put you in a special hospital if you couldn't.
I don't know, man.
But
have you seen the stuff the kids talk about today? You know, skibbity toilet and all that stuff.
I refuse. Gen Alpha is where I draw the line. I'm done. I don't care anymore. I'm old. I've got my own sayings, and you know, I still say awesome and rad and
excellent,
dude. Yes. Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's where I'm at, and I'm comfortable there. And you, all these kids and stuff love all the stuff that I did when I was a teenager, you know, or a kid and a teenager. So, you know, whatever.
There we go.
Like my son was talking about Blockbuster and how he was born in the wrong decade because he would have loved going there. And so he let me talk about going to Blockbuster.
Oh,
like,
man,
the whole thing.
It was just a Friday night for us back then.
Yeah, I said, to go get a movie, you went to a place with a bunch of other people there, and you looked at a whole wall of new releases, most of which were gone already.
Right. How did they get gone before every got there?
Yeah. You know? And so you would walk that row 100 times looking for the movie you didn't want to watch, but you would watch.
Yeah.
Because once you rented it,
maybe somebody put one back in there real quick while you were in the store.
Oh my gosh. And so you would just walk around, and then you'd end up in the stock foot, you know, aisles, all these, you know, drama, comedy, horror, action. And you would see all these basically movie posters that they turned into VHS tapes, you know?
Yep.
And so I found myself talking about renting video games and how before Blockbuster, you would take the case up there and they would go into a filing cabinet.
Right.
And pull out your movie or game.
Oh, yes, we do have that movie this week.
And then I don't know what was behind there, but there would sometimes be a curtain in the back.
Right. Yeah.
I never went back there.
I did.
What was back there?
Naughty movies.
Oh, no.
So, rated R? Beyond R. With letters that are the end of the alphabet.
Oh,
I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
So I was just like it was not a Blockbuster. It was called Movie Time. It was a place down in Florida. And I was just walking through the store, and I kept seeing people going in and out there, and they would be talking to the guy that was in the back of the store there. And so I thought, well, I'm going to go in here and look too. And so I go in there and I part the curtains back, and I feel a hand on my shoulder, and it's the owner of the store or the manager or whatever. He's like, son, you probably don't want to go back there. And it's like, why not? All those other people are. He's like, yeah, well, go ask your parents about that.
Yeah. And thus began a lifelong addiction.
Right. The curiosity. What's behind the curtains?
Oh, man. So, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a freaking needle in my eye. And in the prayers we would pray, even in the prayers we would pray, you know, if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, who's that guy? That comedian, Tim
Hawkins.
Hawkins. Yeah. He's our age.
Yeah.
We should have him on the show sometime.
I've tried. Had him, and he started his own podcast. He got too
potty
good.
Break.
Got too good. No, Karen Morgan is a hilarious Gen X comedian. If you've ever looked her up on YouTube, I saw a clip of her today or the other day. She was talking about helicopter parents and how we had the opposite of helicopter parents. She says,
that's right.
We had Home Depot parents. And she let that sink in for a second. And she says, because you go to Home Depot and it feels like There should be somebody here that could help you, but there's not.
That's right. Because Home Depot is do it yourself.
So she's like, you know, so there's something on the top aisle that you need, you know, that it's a saw that you need. Well, you're going to have to go about it yourself, and you're going to need to, there's a ladder. Get on up there and don't get hurt. Cause if you do, it's going to be your fault. And we're not That's going right. to the hospital. Cause that costs money. Blow on it. Walk it off.
Put some dirt on it.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it. Get some hose water. You'll be fine. I love that so much. Cause yeah, it would be your fault if you got hurt, and no, they're not taking you to the emergency room. You had to sleep on it.
I know. Like, people go to the emergency room cause they got sniffles these days.
Yeah.
Like emergency room is like for emergencies. If you've got a tummy ache, go somewhere else.
Yeah. I had a friend that went to the emergency room cause he couldn't stop hiccuping.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he Gen X?
I don't know what he was. He's younger than me, so I don't know.
But, is he a millennial?
No, I don't know. I don't know who to, who cares? I don't know who to diss. I'm open to all of them except for the alphas, man. I don't get their humor and I don't care. And they're tiny and young and spoiled, and I kind of despise them.
They're probably our listeners right now, too.
That's true.
Our listener base.
That's true. Well, guys,
they don't know.
If you're a Gen
they probably
Alpha,
like jazz.
If you're a Gen Alpha, I'm glad you like us, but we don't like you.
I like you.
John likes everybody, but I'm very selective. And yeah. But as far as Weekly Rewind goes, the only thing I did of interest this week is I put up a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I started a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Really?
I did.
I put my first video out this week. It's the channel's called Day Old Games. And what I do is I go to Steam and I go to the most recent and I pick a game from that list and I play it. And I play as much of it as I can. And I played a game called Green Soldier. It was by a first-time developer. And I'm going to tell you, the most favorite thing that happened to me in a long time was that after I posted it, the developer said he found it. And he posted a big comment on it. And
awesome.
Said it meant a ton to him that I played his game. And he loved watching me go through it and struggle with it and get good at it and beat it.
Yeah.
And, so
that's what I liked about it too. Is like, I was cheering for you. I was like, don't give up, man. You got this.
I didn't mean to spoil my video, but yeah, I freaking beat this hard game. It was this old school hard. So
it looked like it was rewarding.
Yes. Yes, it was. So I would love it.
I thought it was cool.
My little call to action would be, I would love it if you would go look up Day Old Games. And give
like
it
and subscribe.
Yeah, just watch it. You know, watch it, like it, subscribe it, leave a comment, let me know you heard about it from the show. And if you like me, because I love you, even Gen Alpha, I was just kidding.
But if you like jazz, he might change his mind.
Yeah, leave a good jazz comment and maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll check it out.
I'm totally gonna leave a jazz song as a comment.
You know what's awesome, though, is I showed my wife the movie K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
And
I've heard of it.
She didn't think she would like it, right?
But
she loved it because it is a fantastic movie with some amazing music. And the best part is she started listening to the music from the movie. And I've been listening to K-pop forever. And she thinks what's the R word that we're not allowed to say?
Redundant.
Retarded. She thinks I'm retarded because I listened to that music. And now she likes it. So when I'm listening to Blackpink, she thinks it's awesome now.
What's the band? Is that the band
Twice is the name of the real band that played. The characters for the movie. But no, if you haven't seen it, it's basically Frozen, the plot line from Frozen, but it's really good. It's well done.
Okay.
It's up there with the Miles Morales, you know,
the
Sony pictures.
Style?
Yeah. It's so good. Okay. It's so well done.
I'll watch it for movie night this week.
Yes.
I'll recommend it.
I promise you will not regret it.
Now, I've got a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old.
They will love it. They will freaking love it. I don't even care. It is so funny.
Well, if your wife liked it,
it is endearing. It is, the music's good. I guarantee you will put it on your playlist.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of playlists, you know it's been on my playlist a lot lately?
What?
EDM.
What is that?
Electronic dance music.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how hard that genre died and how we were all into electronic music back in the day. So what are you listening to? Tell me.
Because,
you know, everybody was, remember, even Christians were getting into making like Electric Joy, I think was the name
of it. Electric Joy. Yep. Let's see. There's a song that came out. Oh, there's my liked songs. Hold on. In the 90s, I think it was. It's called Children by Robert Miles.
Okay.
And it was on like a lot of like the late night shows, not shows, but you know, those infomercials that they do and they'd sell you tapes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was on there.
Okay.
Along with the, what was that band?
Are you saying that finally Enigma. Our music is on compilation discs? Because you remember Time Life books and compilation records, you know, get it on 18 8 tracks or, you know, 17 cassettes. And I used to think, I'll know I'm old when they release my music.
Our music is there, man.
That's crazy. How would you like that story show ad-free with a bonus podcast every episode? You want that? Of course you do. From today until December 2nd, you can become a supporting listener and save 20% off an annual membership. A year of ad-free listening would be a great gift for yourself or someone special. Go to patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Enter code BLACKFRIDAY2025. That's BLACKFRIDAY2025. Enjoy some features like ad-free listening, stuff that didn't fit on the show, our bonus podcast, access to patron-only updates, Discord roles, and of course, our undying gratitude. Thank you for considering becoming a supporting listener for That Story Show. Let's get back to it. Bye. Well, it drives me nuts when I'm at a restaurant and they're blasting music that used to make headlines when I was a teenager because it was so considered so foul.
Yeah,
and now
right.
it's just background music.
It's
like,
so tame.
You put us through hockey sticks for that music, and now it's just casually played in the background.
Right. The stuff that was heavy metal when we were kids
is
now easy listening.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, little Guns N' Roses, little Metallica, devil music, just playing casually in the background, you know? The kind of kids that would listen to that stuff, you know, had, you know, they were the first to have piercings and,
that's right,
you know, all that stuff. It's
the
like,
metal heads.
Yeah.
That were before emo.
And you know, we listened to it too, but we didn't cross over into the lifestyle.
We had to hide it. We had to hide it.
We were posers before posing was cool. So,
right.
Before it had a name.
Wait, is posing cool now?
I don't know.
So I was a poser.
I was so a poser. I wanted to be a skate guy, man. I was jealous of the skate guys. I always wanted to be a skate guy.
I could do it a little bit, but I was not good enough to be called a skater.
I made a skateboard. I made my own skateboard.
Did you?
I bought the trucks. That it was an old school skateboard. It weighed 500 pounds. You know, I painted on it. I painted the flaming sword from Petra, one of the Petra CDs.
Oh, wow.
Petra tapes. I'm sorry. I didn't have
Petra
CDs
tapes.
Until I was in
That's
college.
Right.
So, yeah. And I went out on that thing and I started, you know, doing my thing and I hit the smallest little pebble.
Yeah.
And I tripped and fell on my wrist and almost broke it. And my mom said, never again. Never again.
No more.
So I was never allowed on that thing. I'd put like $50 in trucks and bearings and wheels.
No.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money back then, too.
That was definitely a lot of money.
It's a lot of money now.
Yeah. Anyway,
boy.
This review is brought to you by podgagement.com. Thank you for your reviews. We are trying to get to 2,000 reviews. That's all we want for our 20th anniversary birthday. So,
which is when?
December 26th.
December 26th.
Or 29th. Sorry,
29th.
I don't know when our anniversary is actually. Hold on, let me look.
Sounds good.
December. Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. It's 20 something. But all we want is your review. So we want to get to 2,000 reviews. We're at like 1,933. So we were at 9,000, or we were at 1,931. So I asked last week. So two of you responded by leaving a review. So thank you.
Yes.
But the rest of you guys, you owe us a review. If you've been listening for more than 3 episodes,
5 minutes,
or 3 years, the least you can do is hop on that iTunes and leave us a review or your podcast app. That would
maybe be. I'll go through and
have you left a review, John?
I don't know that I have. I'll do it right now at reviewthatstoryshow.com. Review.thatstoryshow.com, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like how I did
that. If you click on that link, it'll take you to whatever you listen to automatically.
I'll leave one on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Love it. I love Spotify because it allows you to comment on individual episodes. And I didn't know this until recently. And so I've been getting on there and talking to people about our episodes. It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
This one's from Jay Simnick. Longtime listener, first time reviewer. He says 5 stars. I've been listening to this podcast since episode 114, and I still look forward to a new episode in my feed. I've always preferred clean comedy that's got a little bit of an edge. Well, that's definitely us. James and John fit that to a T. My boys always enjoyed listening to the episodes on our way to scout meetings when they were kids. Aww. And they're both grown and out of the house now, but we still enjoy referring to some of our favorite stories from over the years. Jay. Thank you, dude.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
We grew up with them. 114. That was like back when I was a baby.
Yeah.
I wasn't even cool. Well, I'm not cool now, but I was not even a glint in the coolness eye at 114.
My daughter is going to be 21 on December 19th.
Whoa.
And she was a year old when we started the podcast.
Double. Whoa.
Almost a year old. Man. No, she had just turned one. My bad. I don't know math. Math's hard.
It is hard.
Math hard.
You know, you're either going to be gifted at science or math or English or just having a great beard.
Oh, thanks, dude. I had a guy at church today. I was walking around and walking out of the bathroom, and he just looks at me and goes, "I wish I could grow a beard." and I don't take compliments well. Okay. I just don't. So I'm like, it's the only masculine thing I could do. So I'm leaning into it.
Nice.
I wanted to say, I have a little pee-pee, okay?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was talking about letters of the alphabet.
Oh, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, I have two numbers on the side of my truck, or two letters rather, and they're very small. So,
okay. I get it. What was I talking about?
Please leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. It makes us happy and it really helps the show. So review.thatstoryshow.com. So leave a 1-star review if you hated that joke.
Yeah, but also add 4 stars because... Because
of John. Because John got properly embarrassed.
I'm not sure what to say. I don't... what?
What does that mean?
I know.
What do you mean?
Dude, you want to hear a true story?
Sure.
I'm sorry I'm interrupting the show, but hey, so I'm a teacher, right? And I've got students. Well, one of the things they love to do is Google junk. And so they Googled my name. Is like, hey, what's that? So I think I was telling you about that. Well, some of them have listened to the show. Shout out to the computer science kids at my school. Hey. And I hear them say every now and then when I'm trying to teach, what does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
That is amazing.
It's like, come on, man. They can't use those words against me.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is so great. It's come full circle.
Yeah.
It's little gin elephants. Sure, I love them after all. I love you guys. I just don't like your humor. That's all. But if you like our humor, then I like your humor. How about that?
How about it?
Speaking of stories, we should tell one. Liam from San Antonio says, "Hey, James and John, I got a little LBB story I'd like to share."
All right. It's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't had one. I was on my way home from work, and I decided to swing by a Quick Trip for a quick snack and a drink. So if you don't know what a Quick Trip is, it is the best
gas station Wally's
in the world.
And Buc-ee's.
They're not big and huge, but they are so clean and so fast and everything you would ever want.
And they have Frizzonis, which are delicious.
Yeah, they're good food. The restrooms are clean. It is fantastic. If you've ever been to a Wawa, then you've been close to a Quick Trip.
Right.
But still not a Quick Trip. So he said, "I headed inside to grab myself some taquitos and a little bit of sauce. And I strolled over to the soda fountain. I grabbed a cup, pushed it up against the ice dispenser, but no ice."
Ooh.
He spelled it in all caps. You know why? Because there's never no ice. They're on top of that crap.
They are.
They're on top of it. So he's like, "Okay." So I went down, "Let me try another one." And that one, same result. So I tried a third ice dispenser. Still no ice. This is
what?
Yeah. If you've been to you know how crazy that is. It's never going to happen.
QT was not a real QT.
No, they would shut the doors before they would let that happen. So now, to be clear, I don't generally pay attention to my surroundings when I go to Quick Trip. That's fair. That's fair. Mm. I just head in, I grab what I need, I pay, and then I skedaddle. And that's fair. Because do you remember that story years ago that I told when I was fixing up the flashlight house? And I talked about a guy. Oh, he was racist. I don't even remember what he said. But he leaned in and he said something as if I was going to be on his racist side. Maybe one of the listeners will remember that happened at a Quick Trip. And so you don't always want Quick Trip's great, but not all the people at a Quick Trip are people that are great. You know what I'm saying? So I remember being shocked because apparently if you look like you've been working on a house all day, you look like somebody that a racist might want to talk to. That's what I remember was the takeaway is I looked like a racist because he
looked like a racist.
He shared a racist comment with me and expected me to laugh at it with him. And he had no qualms about it. He's like, here's a fellow racist.
Cause
I was splattered with paint and dirt and dust. And I looked, apparently that is the hallmark of a racist.
Oh,
or a type of racist. I don't know. You know, there's the clean uniformed racists that we're all familiar with. The Nazis, you know, they have pressed shirts.
Yeah.
They have hair, immaculate hair and mustaches and stuff.
Yeah.
And they suck, but they have they know how to present themselves. You know,
you
know what I'm saying?
Those Aryans.
But then there's the dark side of racism. Where they just don't take care of themselves, apparently.
Apparently. It's the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, the dark side of racism.
They're the lazy racists.
It's all dark. I'm making a little joke there.
Oh.
The dark side. Because that insinuates that there's a light side.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
John didn't latch on to that at all. He's like, I prefer the dark side. I don't know if
John is from Georgia,
so he's like defending.
I don't even know what racism is, to be honest.
I don't even know what I am. So I don't know what's behind the black curtain, and John did. So
I still don't really know. I didn't get a good look.
All right, so this time he's not looking around, but this time he heard something that causes attention. He heard ice being dispensed.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's unmistakable.
Somebody was getting ice, right? So he looks down toward the end of the rather long soda fountain because it is long, dude. It is amazing because you don't even have to wait in line.
That's right. It's just a soda fountain bar.
Just repeats and repeats and repeats. There's like five places to get a diet soda, so you're not going to wait in line. Anyway, at the end is this tank-topped man holding up the corner of his large cooler to the ice dispenser at the end as ice was cascading down into his cooler. He was literally taking all of the ice.
No wonder.
Such white trash behavior.
This guy.
this guy was an LBB. As I stood there a little dumbfounded and pretty mad, I noticed that I wasn't the only one getting frustrated with Mr. Ice Guy. For one thing, he was taking up a good chunk of space, so people weren't able to get any soda from the far end while he was filling up his cooler. Also, the gas station sells bags of ice.
Yeah,
and they're not expensive.
No.
So he's clearly taking ice from a soda fountain just to save a little bit of money. And see, they have two kinds of ice. They have flaky ice, and then they have ice cubes. That's how nice it is.
So the flaky ice is the better ice.
I personally, I'm a cube guy.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I think flaky ice takes up more room and you get less soda. But I love a good flaky ice, but when I'm on a road trip, I want more drink. Right. So I
gotcha.
Go,
okay.
Go for the soda ice. Neither here nor there. He was taking up all the ice. And so I decided to abandon my ice mission and at least get some soda in my cup. But as I go to fill my cup with Dr. Pepper, I realized that Mr. Ice Guy was blocking the nozzle.
Oh, come on.
As he was getting his ice, to the utter gall of this man. At that point, I just decided to get something more accessible because he was a big, beefy guy. Plus, I'm not the one to poke a stick at a cornered predator. So let this be a lesson that coolers are not soda cups. And don't be a menace by assuming you can get away with treating them like that. Be a nice guy, not an ice guy.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yeah, don't be an ice hole.
Thanks, Liam. Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know. Hope this makes it on the show. Thanks, yes. Liam. Yeah. LBB. If in case you're a newbie and you don't know what an LBB is, it's a phrase I coined, an acronym for living, breathing butthead. There are people that are so out of control with their anger or their self-righteousness, or they think they're entitled to act however they want, and they don't care about anybody else to the point that that's, in my mind, they live and breathe that. They are like they are a butthole that walks around and just exists. So,
yeah.
This guy epitomizes that. What the freak? Like,
that's uncool. And that's a good public service, Liam. Thank you for announcing that so that we can appropriately judge the people who come in and do that kind of crap.
See, there are people that are so bad, like this ice guy, that even like Satan worshipers would be like, that's a line we wouldn't even cross.
That's right.
Like, I worship the devil, and that guy is the devil.
The guy is the worst. Like,
we would never worship him. He's too dark. Ice guy. Matter of fact, it's so bad, I might retire LBB, and now we'll say we have an ice guy story.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let's see how long that lasts.
I don't know.
It could be a thing. I mean, we never replaced Karen with LBB.
Yeah. No, we never did, but ice guy...
Yeah.
Is way out of line. Freaking dude. What is it? What is your life like to where to save? Okay. So he's cheap. He's entitled. He is narcissistic, clueless, and has no, he doesn't know how to read a room. He has no tact. He has the gall. There's so much wrong with this guy for him to do what he's doing at a Quick Trip. Okay, so that's like worshiping the devil at a church.
That's a good point. That's an interesting parallel.
How can I enhance my demon worship? I'm going to do it at a church. Go to a redneck, crackerhead truck stop place and steal ice like that. Don't go to a Quick Trip and defile the holiness of that place. Do you know that they time everything that they do? Everything they do is timed.
Really?
Yeah, because the specialists have gone in and they've said it should take you, say, 5 minutes to clean the floor. And they clean the floor a certain amount of times per day. And so you are timed.
Huh.
And it should take a certain...
why they're always so quick there.
Exactly. And it should take you this amount of time to check somebody out. And each cashier checks out two lines of people.
At a time, I know.
So while one person's paying, they're ringing up the next guy. It is fantastic and amazing. And I will defend... Matter of fact, I probably tell more people about Quick Trip than I do about Jesus. I am an evangelical.
You're a QT evangelist.
I am.
You know, back in the day when blog pages were a thing, me and some of the guys I worked with, we were talking about starting our own QT blog page.
Really?
Yep. Because we would go every day, every day.
It is great. Matter of fact, I had a friend, he's younger, millennial, I would say, elder millennial, but he's a good guy. And, him and his friends would go every day to take a dump at Quick Trip. It was cleaner than their bathrooms.
They would leave their office and go take it.
No, they didn't have jobs.
Oh, they would leave their house.
Leave their house.
To guys, go
have an experience at Quick Trip.
Hey, let's all go to the QT.
Literally. You think I'm making it up? I realize how ridiculous it sounds now that I've said it, but I guess I laughed the first time I heard it, but it became the norm. Like, I knew that he did that, and I had never been to a Quick Trip, but once I did, I was like, I get it now.
I get it. I would leave my house to go here too.
Yeah. Like, it's, for instance, if I knew there was a Buc-ee's nearby and I worked within 5 minutes, 10 minutes of a Buc-ee's, I would never poop at work. Because
what about home?
You get a full closeted experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay. The door closes. What is it with Americans? I know that people from overseas come to our country and they're in awe of everything except our toilet system, because our stalls have gaps that you can see through. What the freak is that? We've accepted it, right?
I didn't know there was any other way.
But their places have real privacy.
Mm.
We've just come to accept that people can see you pooping through the crack in the door.
Yeah.
Because I'm paranoid. I hate pooping in public.
Yeah, same.
I'm a lot better at it than I used to be, because I used to hold it. And now that I'm old, I can't do that because I'll wreck myself.
Right.
You know? But I look through that crack and you'll make eye contact with a kid.
Oh, that's the worst.
Because kids will be looking, dude. Cause
they're like putting their face up to the crack.
Because it's always,
hey, there's somebody in here.
When you have to poop and you're a kid, it's always an emergency, right?
Yeah.
Especially for a boy. I don't know about girls, but boys put it off, dude. We don't.
That's right.
We don't poop unless we have to. And
especially in public.
So yeah, you're constantly like, I don't look anymore because I don't want to make eye contact with a child and scar them for life.
Dude, did I ever tell you? I think I might have. So at the place where I work here, we have stalls like that. And many, many years ago, we had, you remember the Power Team?
Yeah. John Jacobs in the Power Team.
So there's a spinoff called Team Impact.
Yeah.
And like, they had the big strong guys come through and they would do all the feats of strength and all that stuff. Well, we have a bathroom in the backside of the gym that doesn't get visited a lot, but one of the strongmen was in there, you know, doing his business. And I was in there, I had to go. And then a dad and his kid came in. And the kid looked through the crack and he says to his dad, "Dad, it's one of the guys from the stage." The guy's in there just trying to take it down.
He's trying, I believe you could be an overcomer in Christ.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here. I'm going to crack this toilet in half. If you believe in the power of God, I want you to cheer right now. I want you to cheer right now. And the kid's like, I believe.
The dad was embarrassed. You know, he's like, son, I think they left the bathroom in a hurry, but
that's great.
Never forget.
My sister pulled that crap one time, not in a bathroom, but we were just driving. And it's the second time I remember being embarrassed. The second time. First time was because something my mom did. But the second time we were driving slow and we were stopped at a stoplight. And this big fat guy was walking down the sidewalk. And my sister, my little sister, she was just, I don't know, under three. And she goes, "That's the fattest guy I've ever seen."
Oh, no.
And there was nowhere to go. But I just, oh, I withered. I just tried to get down in that space behind the back seat, you know.
Yeah,
that just
the little where your feet go.
My mom, you know, she's a nice guy, you know. And for your her to get embarrassed, nice yeah, she's a nice guy. Not an LBB. She's a nice guy.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I've just realized there's a difference between an LBB and a nice guy. Because there's an entitlement, you know, and there's a lack of concern. To be an LBB, you have to do it and know that you're doing it wrong, right? There's intentionality. Like, I don't care about you. Like this lady at Costco the other day, the lady that's coming with her cart and says, "Excuse me," before she even gets to you because she wants you out of her way so she doesn't have to slow down. That's Karen. That's an LBB. But this guy with the ice bucket is so clueless that he thinks what he's doing is, he never even thought about it. He's like, wow. They've got ice in there. This is genius. He doesn't even know. He's an ice guy. There's a difference. So ice guy is the thing now.
Okay.
My mom's an ice guy. And so for her to get embarrassed like that, like if she had said it, she wouldn't have even known that she did something wrong. But an LBB would say it and mean it. Do you see the difference there?
Yeah, I do. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have been ice guys.
Dude, I've been an ice guy. I think I am an ice guy, actually, because I don't mean to offend people. Matter of fact, I go out of my way not to in real life. I mean, you wouldn't guess it on the show because I like to be edgy and say stuff. And I, you know, I put John down quite a bit, but it's all in good fun and humor for me because it's just the way I joke around. But no, I'm sure I constantly do, you know, I'm an ice guy. Gosh, I'm getting convicted. Are you an ice guy listening to this show, people? Then change your ways.
You can call the other show that we do called Confessions of Ice Guys.
Dude, we should do a theme show called Ice Guy.
Yeah. Let's do it. Send your stories to john@thatstoryshow.com.
No, don't confuse them.
Send your stories to james@thatstoryshow.com.
Yes, yes. Send them to james@thatstoryshow.com. No, don't send them to me. Go to the website, submit.thatstoryshow.com. Because that's how you have to submit stories now. But send in your ice guy stories. When did you accidentally tick off or hurt or mess up somebody's day and you didn't realize it till later? How about that?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Oh, man.
I got plenty of those. Anyway, speaking of stories, John, read us another one.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. This is a story show. This comes to us from Edmond, Oklahoma. This is Emily's story. I have a problem that's perfect for this podcast.
Sweet.
I laugh a lot.
Ah, we love you.
Caps lot. Sometimes too much and sometimes at the wrong time.
She's a nice guy. She's a nice guy.
Well, maybe she's just.
No, she's owning it. She's like, I laugh at the wrong times. She's accidentally a nice guy. Yeah.
I do that sometimes too. I can relate. One particular day in sixth grade, I had just finished sharpening a pencil and was headed back to my table when I heard that someone did something embarrassing. I can't remember what it was, but it was really funny though, because I leaned almost horizontally forward in laughter. In the process, I stabbed myself in the palm of the hand with the freshly sharpened pencil.
Oh gosh, I think we've all been there. That's the worst. Why do they give kids sharp things?
Right?
You know, we had those compasses. They've changed them now, but back then that was a 3-inch needle on the end of that
thing. Those things were great. How many erasers did you destroy because you're stabbing it with that compass?
You could have killed somebody with a freaking compass.
That's true. True. Well, Emily didn't kill anybody. She just stabbed her hand, palm of the hand, with that freshly sharpened pencil. It hurt a lot, but I couldn't embarrass myself after laughing at that kid.
It's true. You can be irreverent, but you can't be a hypocrite.
It's like yelling at somebody when you're crossing a road because they didn't stop in time.
Yeah.
And you're cussing them out or whatever, and then you run into the light pole. Yeah. It's that. You get back up. You can't be all tough.
Yeah.
But that's what happened to Emily. She stabbed herself. She is in a lot of pain. She says, it hurt a lot, but I couldn't embarrass myself after laughing at that kid. I held back all my tears, still laughing as I went back to my seat.
Fake laughing.
That's so great.
Love it.
I tried to ignore the pain for the rest of the day, and I eventually forgot about it and never thought to wash out my puncture wound.
Oh, no.
That was in all caps, by the way. I didn't even dare touch that area of my palm for a while.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, my skin had grown back over the broken pencil lead. So now I have a full pencil lead in my hand. It's still there to this day, and I'm a freshman in high school now. You got a story to tell.
She's got a preschool tattoo. That's what we call that.
That's right. It's just a little faded gray dot stuck under many layers of skin. If you want me to send a picture, let me know.
No, we're good. We don't take pictures from little girls. Sorry. Not sure a little girl, but
lead hand.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Let's keep it above board. No, that's crazy.
Stabbed your hand. You can't cry because you're laughing at some other kid. I love that. I couldn't embarrass myself after laughing at that kid.
That's why you shouldn't laugh at other people. You just never know. You never know.
That's right.
Karma, you know, it's going to get you. No, I don't believe in karma, but I do believe you reap what you sow, which is kind of like karma. So wow. It's just karma with karma is a bad name for it, but
karma repackaged, a faithful saying.
Take God out of it and it's karma. So, no, my mom, never wore a seatbelt, and she, my sister was driving and got, you know, not her fault, but she got an accident. Mm. And my mom is the only one that didn't have a seatbelt on, and her head went into the windshield.
Oh
yeah. And it left this perfectly dome shaped impression of broken glass.
No way.
I went and saw it. Her hair was stuck in the, it didn't break free. It just bent the windshield. And she had a nice goose egg on her head, you know, blood and stuff. Well, years later, my kids are born. She's there visiting at my house in Florida, and she's kind of scratching her head. And she picks something and she looks at it. She goes, "There's a piece of glass. You know what? I bet that's from that accident."
Years later.
No, what the heck? She laughs like that. I just took it to the extreme. Anyway.
Sounds like a ring wraith.
If you only knew. You know what? Next June. June is our next meetup that we're doing, Narthex Con. If there's interest, we'll do it. I should invite my mom. Special guest.
Let her tell some stories.
Oh Lord, she would bless us all.
You think she'd remember me?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. John, you really grown, boy. You ain't growing no more hair though, are you?
Come on. Yes, ma'am. You are correct. It's because I ran my head into the windshield because I didn't have my seatbelt on.
I'm turning the podcast into a psychological horror. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. That's a new trend in video games, is to be a psychological horror. And they just do stuff that messes with you. My mom could be a mascot horror game. Instead of Five Nights at Drusilla's. Yeah. You'd have to watch video cameras, and my mom would sneak up on you and then jump scare you and say something accidentally racist. Yeah.
She'd have to say, I'm an ice guy.
Yeah.
I'm an ice guy. Holy cow. Where were we going with that?
I don't know.
How did your mom get into this?
Oh, because she had something stuck under her skin. Just like Emily did.
Okay.
Yeah. It all comes full circle.
It does.
We got one more story. Marshall Sandberg from Mobile, Alabama. What's up, James and John? It's Marshall, the Skibbity Toilet Kid.
What's up?
If you say so. Anyway, I've been meaning to send this for a while. Me and my mom are at the store picking up ingredients to make my sister a pie. As we were picking up the last things in the ingredients and stuff, an older gentleman was walking by, and he didn't have a cart, but he had a basket with chips, but they fell. So me being the people pleaser I am, I rushed over and picked them up before he could, you know, get them. And I handed them to him, and he started complimenting my mom on how good I was raised. And so he, you know, comes across as this generally nice old man, right? You know, you just love those kind guys.
Yeah.
And he started,
gentlemen.
But then he said, and I quote, "Yeah, he's cute, but mama ain't too bad either."
Whoa.
So yeah, he just definitely became a sicky old man. Gross, lecherous old man. After he walked away, she asked me, "Did that really just happen?" We laughed the whole way home. In conclusion, some old guy thought my mom was hot. I knew this had to be put on that story show. That's creepy.
Wow.
There is two kinds of old men, and there are the nice ones that you just love to death.
Like the sweet grandpa type.
Then there's the ones that look at you and they're drooling a little bit because they're
dirty old man.
Yes. Yes.
See, I'm afraid I'm going to turn into that because I spent so much of my early part of life trying to be nice and good. And what happened? Maybe I'll lose my mind a little bit and turn into a dirty old man.
No, I think that happens. Like, you're always that, but you have the ability to put on a fake exterior. And then when you get older, you don't have that energy anymore. And so the real you shines through.
Oh, man.
So unless you're that already and you're just really good at covering it up, which would be pretty ironic, really. Because I've always thought of you as a really decent dude. If you turned out to be a freak, I would kind of be impressed. Cause you're like the Frank Abagnale. Have you ever seen Abagnale, the Catch Me If You Can guy that pretended to be a pilot and a doctor and all that? You would be like rivaling him.
Wow. Think they'd make a movie out of me?
You know what I found out about Frank Abagnale today?
No.
All that crap that he did in that movie. Right? Becoming a doctor, pretending to be a substitute teacher, you know,
pilot,
all of that was a lie. He lied about how much he lied. He never did any of the things that were in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
But he went to jail.
Yes. He went to jail for 3 years.
For what?
For forging $1,500 worth of checks. He was a petty thief.
Wow. He lied about being a liar. He's an Inception liar.
Because he was getting hot. You know, the movie came out. He was getting speaking engagements. He was being called in as a specialist for people. And the press started looking into his story. And they found out he was an absolute fraud about being a fraudster.
They need to make another. They need to make a sequel to that movie now.
Oh, it's a good movie, though.
It is.
And I'm going to tell you, after seeing his real picture, I'm not going to say he's ugly, okay? Because that would be mean and surface. But they really did him good casting Leonardo DiCaprio in that role, because you could have put a homeless guy in there and it would have been doing him justice. So,
wow.
I'm not going to say he was ugly, but yeah. Anyway.
Guess he lied about his looks too.
Yeah. It was a good movie though. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's just all lies, but that's okay, Tom Hanks, right?
And yeah, well, I guess
all movies are lies if you really want to get down to it.
Ooh, that's deep.
Well, there's a movie called The Invention of Lying, and it's by Ricky Gervais, and it's very controversial, but it is, it's got a simple premise, is it's a world of people that don't lie. Nobody lies. And he figures out how to do it. And so everyone believes everything he says. And it gets very convoluted. Huh. It becomes about religion and, you know, this, that, and the other, because he hates it. But it's a very interesting concept. Like, and they're movies. They have movies, but they're all people just reading history books. That's their movies. Is they write history and then have people read it. And that's what you go to see in a movie theater, because you can't tell stories.
Can't tell stories. Can't lie.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, there's a guy I watch on YouTube, and he calls actors professional pretenders.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Makes professional sense. Liars.
That's what we call politicians.
That's true. That's true. Hey, this podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening swag, a weekly bonus podcast that we're about to record. And you can try it out for free for 7 days at support.thatstoryshow.com. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Kerry Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Matter of fact, we're going to be doing a special Patreon deal. I'll tell you about it before it even goes live. From November 17th through December 2nd, we're doing a Black Friday sale, and you can get 20% off an annual membership. Black Friday 2025. That is the code that you need to take advantage of our Black Friday sale, Black Friday 2025. So that's a year of ad-free listening. You get stickers and stuff. And the weekly bonus podcast. You don't just get access to the ones we're doing from your membership forward. You get access to all the ones that we've ever done. And there's things that we communicate to patrons to just make it more special, you know, for people that help us out. So if you've ever wanted to become a supporting member, it's already cheaper to do it annually. We made it 20% cheaper.
Wow. So,
I mean, what is $3 a month for a year? Real quick, off the top of your head, how much is that?
$36?
Yeah. So take 20% off of $36, and that's what you'll pay for an annual subscription.
That's less than $30.
Yeah. So how much are you spending on coffee a week, you know? So think about it.
$7.
Pray about it. And yeah, there's lots of perks and stuff. It's fun. We try to make it special. So, special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Kerry Wright, and Christopher Tynan. They are patrons that just do a little bit more than everybody else. So we thank you for that. If you have a funny life story that you'd like featured on the show, we need your stories. We need them. We're low. We haven't podcasted in 5 months, and nobody sends in stories when we don't do shows. So send in a story, an Iceman story, if you've got one. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com. Please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. We'd love it. We're trying to get to 2000 before we turn 20. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens, you don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
Woo. Let's see what I got tonight.
Probably something nice. Ice.
Ice, ice, baby, I'm gonna save a dime. I'm gonna take my cooler fooler, gonna get out of line for the ice machine. I've got a brand new thing. I'm gonna put my cooler up and I'll do this thing. I will fill my cooler with some free ice cubes. No one else will get them. I'll put it on YouTube and people will comment and say I'm a jerk, but I don't care because I'm saving money and I'm gonna be a jerk. I don't care about you. I just care about myself. I am me and myself and I don't care about anybody else. I'm filling up the cooler and I'm gonna get the ice for free even though it only costs $1.33. And you're not getting Dr. Pepper because my cooler is in the way. Just Why? Go around and get something else and then go pay. Cause I'm not paying. I'm going free. I like to live it up. I'm just the guy that's not here filling up a cup. I'm just going to be a jerk all day. I'm going to make it that way. I'm going to do it like a tiny little baby fly because I am just another ice cube guy. I had to make it work. So there you go. That was terrible. They're always bad, but that was the worst.